The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Talk 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thanks for joining me this morning. It's a glorious day out there, and after the show, of course, go out and enjoy it. It's just a beautiful, sunny day. I know a lot of families have their college-age kids going back to college this weekend, and good luck with that, and I know that's always a fun time to take them and get them set up and take them to lunch and leave half of your money back with them before you come home, right? Before we move on, I want to talk about a couple things. We have our golf outing. This is the last chance to get involved because we're having a golf outing known as the second annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. It's for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. It will be held at Broadview Golf Course on Headley Mill Road in Pataskala next Saturday, August 23rd at 8 a.m. Foursomes are $140, and if you only have a couple golfers, we'll pair you up with a couple others, so no problem there. We are just going out to raise money and have fun. You don't have to be a great, great golfer. I'm not. But it is just for fun. If you can golf, well, that's fine too. Also, to raise money for the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association, we're proud to say that we're selling raffle tickets. And the grand prize is a behind-the-scenes studio tour and a continental breakfast with local radio personalities, Dino Tripodis and Sean Ireland. I'm really, really proud to be able to offer that as a grand prize. I want to thank them so much for volunteering to do that. If you would like to be a part of the golf outing or purchase raffle tickets to raise money for the Down Syndrome Association, please call 262-9588, and one of my staff will take care of you. We will select the winning name from a drawing, and we'll also hope to give that name on the air next week. So on August 24th, if you tune in, you'll find out who won the grand prize. Today's question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, is this. When a group of dentists were surveyed, how many of them feel that, or what percent of them feel that consumers are over-whitening their teeth? All right. So what percent of dentists said consumers are over-whitening their teeth when they were asked in a survey? Now, the survey did not break out whether it was done in office or at home. It just simply says consumers over-whitening their teeth. How many dentists or percent of dentists feel that consumers are doing that? Before we get on to today's topic, which is going to be a little bit more about cosmetic dentistry and cosmetic dentists, a couple follow-up stories or follow-ups to stories we've previously covered. You might remember several weeks ago we were talking about a dispute here in Columbus between UnitedHealthcare and Ohio Health. Ohio Health is a group of hospitals, and they hadn't come to terms yet with a new contract with UnitedHealth. And UnitedHealthcare sent 176,000 letters to patients telling them that within a week and a half or two, I guess, their dentist would not be in network and that they'd have to find a new dentist. What am I saying? This was physicians. I'm so tied into teeth, I didn't even notice at first. Their doctors would not be in network. And it caused panic. It caused people to be upset. Doctors' offices were flooded with phone calls. And then a follow-up to that story was UnitedHealthcare ultimately apologized after they did reach terms. The CEO went on TV and did some commercials apologizing. But then a couple weeks after, there was an article in the Columbus Dispatch saying that UnitedHealthcare had been fined $250,000 by the state, and I believe it was the State Department of Insurance, but I can't remember exactly right now, and I could not find that article. But the spokesperson for UnitedHealthcare was interviewed by the Dispatch reporter, and they said in their interview, they were quoted as saying that they thought that that award, or rather that penalty, was fair. Now, $250,000 is $250,000. That's a lot of money. A lot of money to you and I. But in the article, it mentioned that UnitedHealthcare had taken in $75 billion in revenue premiums being collected in the previous year. Now, a billion has nine zeros. My calculator only goes up to six zeros, meaning I can only calculate things that are in the millions. So I don't even have the ability to do the math on this. I would have to find somebody with a better calculator than mine or a mathematician. But I did some basic math, and I know that if you take something that has nine zeros and you take, six zeros away, you have something that is in the thousands, I believe, and because you still have three zeros. So anyway, as I was working backwards doing this math, I discovered something very interesting, and that is, if you have $75 billion and you are asked to pay $250,000, it would be like paying 25 cents. And so essentially they were fined 25 cents. Now, if I'm wrong and somebody out there has a great calculator and can call in and correct me, I would love to hear from you, but I'm pretty sure this math is correct. So, of course, UnitedHealthcare thought that it was a fair fine, because it was not even a slap on the wrist. It was a slap that missed. They tried to slap them on the wrist, and they hit the table instead, I guess. So when we see those kinds of things, and look at all the damage that they did, and look at all the doctors that, their phone banks were full for weeks, maybe a couple weeks, well, this was all sorted out. People in pain or people who needed care couldn't get through on the phone because they were fielding so many calls, unnecessary calls, caused by this insurance company. I wanted to throw that out. I wanted people to really think, when you see a fine like that, really try to put it in perspective. If you try it this way, if somebody earned $100,000 a year, that is, how many zeros is that? That's five zeros. They would, it'd be into negative numbers if you were asked to, I guess you'd be paying like 2 cents or 0.2 cents in a fine. And if you made $100,000, you could afford 2 cents as a fine. Now, on that same note, Aetna, dental insurance, was sued by the New Jersey Dental Association and a member dentist last month, so this would be actually June, they were sued, regarding its processing an overpayment. And basically, what had happened is the Aetna folks had withheld an overpayment that it made to a dentist that was not on the list and was keeping the money because they felt that even though this dentist was not on the list, that the money was should be kept in a pool of money for the dentists that were on the list, if that's the way I understand it. And I know that sounds strange, but that's what it looks like happened. Now, it wasn't a lot of money. It was like $76, $77. But the reality is it wasn't Aetna's money. It was the doctor, the dentist, who provided the care to the patient, and a dentist that chose not to be on the list. And I am one of those that have chosen not to be on these lists. My reasoning for that is I just want to do a great job for my patients. There's only one way to do it. There's a right way and a wrong way. There's not a lot of gray area when it comes to providing good dental care. And so this dentist was probably not on the list because they didn't want to be. They didn't want to be told they had to take shortcuts or try to figure out how to pay their bills with 40% of their normal income. And yet Aetna withheld this money. The actual result then was that the court found in favor of the dental association and the dentist. So that's good. I want to, along with the kind of the things that are in the news, I actually want to thank Governor Strickland and the legislature of the state of Ohio, the General Assembly, because what they did is they passed an amended House Bill 283, which includes an exemption from what is known as the Terminal Distributor of Dangerous Drugs license for dentists and dental practices regardless of corporate form. Now, TDDD is what they're referring to, this Terminal Distributor of Dangerous Drugs. And at some point, several months ago, dentists started getting letters from the State Pharmacy Board saying that they were getting letters from their suppliers. So like when I buy local anesthetic, the company I buy that from would send me a letter and say, hey, look, we need your TDDD number in order to send you this local anesthetic. And so the State Pharmacy Board was trying to require that dentists have this special license to be able to provide local anesthetic to our patients. I mean, it seems kind of silly to me, but apparently not to them. And in working together with the ODA, the legislature saw clear to exempt dentists from that requirement. And, you know, something I think people need to keep in mind, maybe you didn't realize this, and that is both general anesthesia and local anesthesia were discovered, created, invented, whatever word you want to use, by dentists. They were, there was dentists that did both. Now, over the years, the medical arms the different areas of practicing medicine, and dentistry is one arm, you know, they've diverged. And you might remember that, you know, in the early 1800s, there was a thing called the barber surgeon. Barbers would also extract teeth. And we've diverged to where you have just dentists and just barbers. And then, of course, medical doctors. And dentistry, as I see it, is not a whole separate entity, but is the oral arm, if you will, of medicine. Because physicians don't do dentistry. And that's one of the neat things for me as a dentist to realize is, when somebody needs has tooth pain, they have to come to a dentist. Go to your physician, and they really don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what to do for you. They can give you a prescription for pain, but that's not going to solve your problem. And so, you know, we're not competing with physicians with what we do. I've had physicians sit in my dental chair and tell me that they thought tooth number 34 was hurting. Well, we don't have 34 teeth, and so that kind of tells you that even physicians are not all that up to speed on what we do in dentistry. We have a definite mutual respect for each other. I definitely respect physicians and what they've gone through and what they still go through, and I've also felt that respect in return from them because they know that when it comes to dentistry, they really are kind of clueless. When a physician looks in your mouth, he basically is looking at your tonsils on back. He might happen to glance at the teeth on the way in, but for the most part, that's all they really see. So, yeah, I want to thank the Assembly and Governor Strickland for keeping us from having that extra burden, because it is something that we really don't need, and it's kind of silly. I mean, it's local anesthetic. So anyway. All right, now it's time to go to a break, and when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about our question of the day, which is how many dentists feel that consumers are over-whitening their teeth by percentage. When surveyed, what percent of dentists said consumers are over-whitening their teeth? You can call in your guesses to 821-1230 or send us an email to dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com, and we'll be right back.
Make you smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time.
Welcome back. Oh, I love that song. I really do. I love happy songs. My wife's probably going to laugh, but I really do like happy songs like that, and that's why it's on the show. It was my big request. Anyway, today we're going to expand a little bit about onto the topic of celebrity dentists being good for cosmetic dentistry. Now, you might remember, a couple, 3 weeks ago, I forget already, we had Dr. Bill Dorfman from Extreme Makeover fame on the show with us, and the question of the day that day was, when a group of dentists were polled, how many of them felt that celebrity cosmetic dentists were good for the profession? And the answer to the question that day was 62%. So 62% of dentists surveyed felt that celebrity dentists were good for dentistry. So it's, you know, most dentists feel that celebrity cosmetic dentists are increasing public awareness of dentistry and that they're good for the profession as a whole. Now, one in three dentists disagrees, because of course that would be the other percentage. They feel that televised cosmetic dentistry emphasizes appearance over dental health and can lead to unrealistic expectations for patients who see a cosmetic dentist. So, you know, what I want to do is I want to just give you some of the opinions, some of the background to this survey. And basically, the remaining 38% of dentists feel that the docs are pushing appearance over health and that it's not making dentists look good. Some dentists see cosmetic dentistry, especially when it's represented by celebrity doctors, at odds with healthcare and professionalism. Here's a quote from a pediatric dentist. "We need to do what's best for the patient and not a quick fix." Continuing the quote, "There are more important things than the best possible smile using two white and ultra-perfect teeth." That would be a quote from a California dentist. "Restoring them and keeping them is more important." That's the same dentist. So, some dentists and dental specialists are highly critical of doctors who call themselves cosmetic dentists. And in fact, I've mentioned here on the show that the term cosmetic dentist is not even recognized as a dental specialty by the ADA. And some states, including Ohio, even prohibit the use of that term in dental advertising. So these individuals have no advanced specialty training. This is a complaint by a New York orthodontist. "I believe they reflect poorly on the profession," said a Florida prosthodontist. "And frequently the treatment they provide is about instant gratification and not in the long-term interest of the patient." That was the Florida prosthodontist. Now, on the other hand, many dentists embrace cosmetic dentistry. And keep in mind, the answer to our survey was 62% do feel that the cosmetic dentists, celebrity cosmetic dentists, are good for the profession. Here's another quote. Here's a quote from an Oklahoma dentist. "Appearance, self-confidence, and health are inextricably bound." "There is so much we can do for people by improving their smiles," said a Massachusetts dentist, saying, "People want to be healthy, feel good, and look great. We as doctors need to direct them in that sequence. But having addressed the first two, why not actively promote the third leg of the triad?" I think that's a very good way of putting it. You know, he has three things, and it's health is first, feeling good is second, and looking great is third. Because let's face it, it doesn't matter how great you look if you feel like, you know what, if you don't even feel like getting out of the bed in the morning, it doesn't matter how nice you look. Cosmetic dentists are often seen as purely motivated by profits. "Because of the money, many dentists are performing cosmetic dentistry and put dental health on the back burner," complained a Maryland dentist. "It may put dentists in a good position in the public eye, since the public wants to look good, but it damages the professionalism of the profession." A Georgia dentist agreed, saying, "It's all about the money and prestige. Whatever happened to the best interest of the patient?" Now, if you have any comments on this topic, feel free to call in with your opinion, and our phone number is 821-1230. You can send us an email to dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. And before I forget, during the break, we had a couple of people call in with answers, or rather guesses, to our question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Chad called in with a guess of 80%. So Chad thinks 80% of dentists think consumers are over-whitening their teeth. And Trina called in, and she had a guess of 66%. Both of those are not correct, but I do appreciate you calling in. Now, to some dental health practitioners, anything that raises awareness of dentistry is good for the profession. To many people, dentistry is a horrifying experience of pain and discomfort. "It is great that these dentists are showing the positive aspects of dentistry," said a California dentist. The Dr. Dorfman types and extreme makeover shows give a significant amount of publicity to the dental profession in general while showing the public what dentistry can do for them, a quote by an Arizona dentist. And then, "Promoting cosmetics along with reconstructing patients' pathologic dentition is a great public service," said a Florida dentist. All right, so interesting that this dentist would mention Dr. Dorfman, because, in fact, I told Dr. Dorfman, I think they're talking about him when they did this survey, because he pretty much is the celebrity cosmetic dentist we all think about. Now, after doing that, and after realizing that that's not exactly 100% correct, because we have Dr. Sherry Wirth, who was the dentist doing the cosmetic dentistry on the TV show called The Swan, and that was on Fox. And I actually have sent Dr. Wirth an email, and I'm hoping that we can arrange to have her on as a guest. And when I do, I'll apologize to her for forgetting that she's the other celebrity cosmetic dentist. Here's another comment by a dentist. Celebrity docs are good for advertising. I'm sorry, are good advertising, or so some dentists believe. If it gets people's attention to come into a dental office finally, then it is a positive, said a Pennsylvania dentist. People gladly pay for what they want. Here's an interesting comment. No dentist competes with the dentist down the street. Dentists compete with that new car, new TV set, or vacation, said a Wisconsin dentist, and I am grateful for the awareness that the celebrity docs bring to the general public. Very emphatic with an exclamation mark. So I think that's a very good outlook. Is we are, you know, let's face it, it's an optional purchase, and if it's something that people want, and they feel the benefit is there, and they can afford, then why not? Now, we do need to go to a break. Remember, our number is 821-1230. You're listening to Talk 1230 WYTS.
You know I can't smile.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. And so today we are talking about a survey that was done of dentists and how they perceive celebrity cosmetic dentists affecting the profession. Are they good for the profession or not? And the answer to our survey several weeks ago was 62% do believe that they are good for the profession. I would like people to know that this show is available by podcast. And what you do is you go to www.talk1230wyts.com. And when you get there, if you hold your mouse over the on-air icon, a drop-down box appears. About third from the bottom is Dr. Kvitko. Choose Dr. Kvitko. Takes you to my page. There's a smile there, a little graphic that's kind of cute, but anyway, it'll get your attention. And then in the middle of that page, it says, click here to go to podcast page. Click on that. And once you get there, you can then left-click on the word listen on any show that we have done. There's a big long list, and they're listed by topic and by date. So feel free to listen in, to email a friend and have them listen in if somebody is out of our listening area. And I think you'll enjoy it, especially the last couple shows where we had Dr. Dorfman, and we're going to have him on again actually here pretty soon. And then last week's show where we broadcast live from the Enfield Care Center of Watkins Glen International Raceway in Watkins Glen, New York. I thought that was a very enlightening show, and we had a great time. I want to thank those women, Denise Meeks and Lori Sampson, for being my guest on the show. Do apologize a little bit for the quality of our telephone hookup, but you know, sometimes we do what we have to do, and I thought the topic was very well worth having a little bit of phone difficulty. Anyway, and also, remember the question of the day today is, when a group of dentists were surveyed and they were asked, are consumers over-whitening their teeth, what percent of them said yes? And we have a couple guesses that came in via email during the break. One is from Terrence, who guessed 72%, and Selena guessed 50%. Selena, that's that sounds to me like you really don't know. That's kind of like the weatherman saying 50% chance of rain. I could do that. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Honestly, all four guesses so far are a little bit high. And so keep that in mind, the rest of you, as you call in your guesses. Now, back to the topic of our celebrity cosmetic dentists good for dentistry in general. Okay, so we talked about how the term is not accepted. It's not an accepted specialty by the American Dental Association. Talked about how Ohio is one of the states that strictly prohibits dentists calling themselves cosmetic dentists or saying that they do cosmetic dentistry. We are allowed to say we provide cosmetic services, and it's just, to me, it's just a word game. I do understand what the dental board is doing, and I appreciate it. I have a lot of respect for the dental board, and they are out there, as you know, to protect you, to protect the public against unscrupulous operators, unscrupulous claims. And in fact, we had Lily Wrights, the executive director of the dental board, as our guest, I think, about 4 weeks ago. And we talked about that very thing. So, all right, now here's another. Celeb docs are good advertising, or so some dentists believe. If it gets people's attention to come in the office, oh, we talked about that one. Cosmetic dentists are often known for giving patients that perfect white smile sported by movie stars. I believe that most people want to look like celebrities, said a Florida dental office worker. Since cosmetic dentistry has been exposed by celebrities, more people are inquiring about the procedures available to improve their smiles. Other dentists are not impressed by some cosmetic dental work. The end product for many of them looks like dentures, said one Texas dental marketer. The aggressive push for aesthetics turns off many health-conscious patients. The underlying assumption is that everyone wants a perfect white smile, commented a Michigan dentist. Of course, with football season about to begin, we don't really care what the Michigan dentists think, do we? Some are unimpressed by the quality of care provided by some so-called cosmetic dentists. Often, the basics of diagnosis are disregarded in return for fast financial gain. Now, I have to say that I don't agree with that, but let me just finish what this person wrote. Not far from my office is a guru cosmetic dentist, said a Wisconsin dentist. I've seen several cases personally with angular bone loss that the periodontist has termed hopeless. This frustrates me, and I'm sure others. Now, what this dentist is saying is it looks to him like cosmetic dentist in his area did a lot of cosmetic dentistry on someone who still had some periodontal disease, and that's a big no-no. Now, I will say that you can have angular bone loss on an x-ray and still have healthy teeth and gums, because oftentimes after periodontal surgery, you see more tooth, you still have the bone loss, but it's considered healthy, kind of post-surgery healthy. On the other hand, I bet you there are some practitioners out there just for that quick financial gain, and it's unfortunate. I am not one of them. I want to make sure that health is put first. And, you know, I do know this, though. If a person likes their smile, they take better care of it. I honestly do not have to worry about somebody brushing and flossing when they've just completed, you know, a $37,000 makeover. It's not something I even have to tell them. They're just going to do it. It's like if you have this brand new car that you absolutely love, and let's face it, cars cost about that these days, and you wash it, you wax it, you keep it clean, you change the oil, you check the oil, because you like it. And so, you know, the new car dealer doesn't have to tell you to make sure you wash your car and check your oil, you just do it. We are going to have to go to another break. Remember, our phone number is 821-1230. And our email address is dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. And when we come back, we will give you the answer to the question of the day, as well as discuss some of the background behind it. So you are listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Just to I told you I like happy songs. This is Dr. Kavitko, and you're listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS. I'm Dr. Brian Kavitko, a general dentist here in Columbus, and we are talking about the perception of celebrity cosmetic dentists and how they affect the profession in general. And our question of the day happened to be, when asked, a group of dentists said, what percent of dentists said that consumers are over-whitening their teeth? And we've had guesses so far of 80%. We've had a guess of 66%. That was by Chad and Trina. We've had Terrence guess 72%. Selena, 50%. And then Ken called in a guess of 40%. And I want to go ahead and give the answer now, because the answer might surprise you. The answer is 16%. So only 16% of dentists feel consumers are over-whitening their teeth. want to get into a little bit more background behind that. But before I do, let's finish up what we were talking about. Basically, there's just one more comment. Here's a quote by a dentist in, Oklahoma. It says, love it or hate it, cosmetic dentistry is here to stay. It's a more divisive topic in the dental community than you would expect. And also, since when are healthy teeth and attractive smiles mutually exclusive options? And I think that dentist really says it well, because you can have healthy teeth and you can have attractive smiles. You don't have to have one or the other. And so it seems like there are some dentists who think, you know, healthy teeth is all you need. Some think it's attractive smiles that are all you need. And the reality is you need them both, but just having a healthy mouth doesn't woo or wow your friends and family or your coworkers. They're going to kind of assume you have a healthy mouth. It's when you smile, and most of us have been watching the Olympics, and I was struck by the notion that when you see these athletes after they've competed, especially in swimming, which is what a lot of us have been watching of late, they've got these great smiles. In fact, I've yet to see an Olympic athlete with snaggle teeth, with teeth that are rotten, teeth that have brown spots on them, missing teeth, crooked, you know, very crooked at least. And these are people that are health conscious, very health conscious, take good care of themselves. I'm sure they take good care of their teeth. They understand how devastating it would be to, you know, win the gold medal and be afraid to smile. So, you know, most of us are not going to be Olympians, but maybe we can learn something from those who are, and that is healthy teeth, attractive teeth are something that will help us in life. You know, keep in mind the medical complications of having an unhealthy mouth, how gum disease causes heart disease, and how if your body is fighting an infection anywhere in your body, it drains your energy that you might have been able to use to win that Olympic gold medal. So then, a little bit of, I want to peel back the layers of the survey then of dentists feeling like only 16% feel that consumers are over whitening their teeth. And basically, geographic differences were very remarkable. 1 out of 3 rural dentists expressed serious concerns about over bleaching. By contrast, only 1 out of 30 urban dentists voiced the same concern. And then it says suburban dentists fell in between the two groups at 1 out of 4. So isn't that interesting? Rural dentists were most concerned, suburban dentists were the next most concerned, and the least concerned were the urban dentists. Sometimes stereotypes do prove to be based on a kernel of truth. Urban dentists care more about cosmetic factors. Some dentists did feel that tooth whitening can easily become too much of a good thing. And here's a quote from a California dentist that says, I had one patient who became so addicted to bleaching that her teeth resembled bright white copy paper, and she still was not ready to quit. And here's a quote from a Missouri prosthodontist who kind of complains, too many people have the Regis Philbin look, teeth that are too big and too white that look too fake. Others feel that perhaps one can never have too much of a good thing. Whitening is a patient's choice. If it makes them feel better and causes no problems, why not? Declared a Pennsylvania dentist. And a Georgia dentist said, if people want toilet bowl teeth, so what? And too white, isn't that like being too rich? And I like that quote, because who's to say what too white is? And, you know, if the teeth weren't able to get that white, then they wouldn't. So, you know, and I think that basically what we're saying is 84% of dentists agree. There is no such thing as too white if it makes the person happy. Because, and why, and you know what? Because study after study after study has proven that whitening teeth does not harm them in any way, shape, or form. In fact, there have been entire issues of the Journal of the American Dental Association dedicated to that very question. I remember one that said, whiteners, are they safe? And every article in there was a research article about the safety of whiteners and teeth. We do have to go to another break here. couple things. Remember, the podcast is www.talk1230wyts.com. You can go to the podcast from there. Our phone number is 821-1230, and you're listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 here with Dr. Kvitko. We will be right back. Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but Were Too Numb to Ask. Good morning. Thank you for joining me. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and we're talking about cosmetic dentists, cosmetic dentistry, how they are perceived by the public as maybe improving the overall impression that people have of dentists and dental offices. And then talking about whitening and how many dentists feel that, what percent of dentists feel that people, the consumers, are over-whitening their teeth. The answer to that question, which was our question of the day, is only 16% of dentists feel that the consumers out there are over-whitening. To move on, there is another comment here by a dentist in California who says, teeth whitening is safe and effective, a point highlighted by many dental practitioners. And, you know, like we've talked about earlier, some people will overdo whitening no matter what, so I think the dentist has a role as a professional counselor. But based on what I've seen in the literature to date, I believe whitening is both safe and efficacious. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. It is safe, it is effective, and you just can't argue with that. As with anything, some people will always go to excess. Like, everything in this world, too much of anything is not good for you, said a Florida dentist. Too much whitening on the same set of teeth will be too much and can cause problems, even darkening the same teeth we are trying to lighten. That was a quote by this Florida dentist. I've actually never seen a case where we wound up darkening teeth by trying to whiten them. I'm not sure what he's referring to. Here's another quote by a North Carolina dentist. It says, one thing is crystal clear. The demand for tooth whitening procedures is not likely to abate anytime soon. I see 5 to 10 patients daily asking about bleaching who have never done any bleaching previously. And in my practice, toilet bowl teeth are few and far between. And one last quote, and that is, I can't say that I'm surprised to find dentists in favor of tooth whitening, said another dentist. But I am a little surprised that so few dentists are concerned about the possible harmful effects of overbleaching. Of course, that's why dentists prefer to be in control of tooth whitening procedures. It lets them ensure that patients don't damage their teeth and give themselves fake-looking smiles. So that's another take on that. Keep in mind the damage that they're talking about. You can actually, if you're using a caustic material, you can damage the gums by getting it on the gums. You can cause sensitivity, which does go away in the teeth themselves. But if your teeth are sensitive and you're continuing to bleach, you can cause pulpitis, inflammation of the pulpal tissues. It does cause zingers, and most people just stop at that point, and then when they start up again after the little tingling has gone away. And like I said, there is no thing in the literature that says you cause a permanent issue. So I thought that was a pretty interesting thing, because we have so many different dentists' outlook on that. Now, you know, and then what we're going to have, we're going to follow this up probably next week, and where the question of the day, I'm going to do something I've never done, which is give next week's question of the day in advance. And that is, when dentists were surveyed, what percent of them said that there should be board certification for cosmetic dentists, meaning cosmetic dentistry should be made a specialty. And so you know that 69% of dentists, no, it was 62% of dentists feel that celebrity cosmetic dentists are good for the profession. And you just learned today that 84% of dentists do not feel that people are over-whitening their teeth. So I think it's an interesting follow-up question to what percent of dentists think that it would be all right to make cosmetic dentistry a specialization category. And so give that some thought. And, you know, I do have a quote here from a, you know what, I'm going to hold that till next week when we actually have that as the question of the day. Do want to mention that if you are interested in being a sponsor of the show, we have a couple openings available. To do that, you can call 262-9588 And we'd appreciate your help on that if you are interested, reaching all of our listeners. Our phone number also is 821-1230. And don't forget the podcast, which is www.talk1230wyts.com. So thanks so much for joining me. And be sure to tune in next week when we divulge the answer to that question of the day. Remember, it is a beautiful day, and go out and enjoy it. Maybe hit the golf course. Maybe come to our golf outing next week and give the office a call for that. We're raising money for the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you very much, and we will see you next week.